Hey guys, it's me, Katie, again. I hope you really enjoyed creating your own emotion scale and that you were able to find ways to deal with or to prevent the things that anger or upset you. It's important to remember that it's okay to be angry and it's okay to be sad, but it's how we deal with these emotions that is very, very important. In a minute, you're going to discuss your emotion scale with a partner, explain the different parts of your scales and why you've added them, and who knows, your partner may be able to relate to one of your situations and offer you some helpful advice, just like how Mikey was able to offer advice to Emily. This emotion scale can be your own special tool. You can use it when you're angry or sad to think about different ways you can deal with your emotion. I hope your emotion scale makes dealing and controlling your emotions easier. I'll see you again soon, but remember to look after yourself and look after others. It was so great to meet you all. Bye!